The crash of the internet economy is leading to big changes among online advertisers. Rates for online ads have dropped dramatically as some companies question whether internet ads are worth the trouble. Advertising companies are getting more creative, some would say obnoxious, in their struggle to grab the attention of computer users. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
You remember banner ads, those skinny little messages that run along the margins of many web pages? Time was they were viewed as a pillar of the free internet. Revenues from those ads were supposed to pay for all the free services the web offered in the early days, but somewhere advertisers asked the obvious question, are these things working? Charlene Lee of Forrester Research says the answer was no.
The problem is the banner ads, nobody looks at them either. They become wallpaper and just drift into the background. So the challenge on the web has, how do I make my ad actually stand out or pop up?
Enter the pop-up ad. These messages don't hide meekly in the corner of a web page. They jump in your face by settling into their own little window on your computer screen. Alexis Brown of online advertiser FastClick.com says this tactic works because it's a change of pace for the user.
They're new, they're interesting, they're right there in front of them. It actually might take a few minutes to look at it and see what it is.
It's probably too early to know whether these ads boost sales, but they are fetching higher ad rates. They're also annoying a lot of users who are spending more time getting rid of a cavalcade of windows that pop up when you arrive at a website, then even bid you a fond farewell as you leave. Elliot Zaret works for MSNBC and runs a website called theguycode.com. He conducted an unscientific poll of his readers' attitudes towards pop-up ads and got an unambiguous result.
75% of our respondents said get rid of them.
Some advertisers have tried to quell this user rebellion by opting for something more discreet called pop-under ads. These little windows hide quietly under the page you're viewing. You don't see them till later when you've closed your main web browser. Nevertheless, they can slow down your computer, and Zaret says they give users a feeling that they've lost control.
I thought the pop-under would be slightly more unobtrusive. There is that 1 second lag when the ad pops up and then slides under. And somebody who's not used to seeing them, it looks like something's trying to take over your computer.
For now, pop-ups are getting much higher ad rates because they demand your attention. Jonathan Mizell runs AmazingPopUps.com. He says that hiding the ad in the form of a pop-under may show respect for the viewer, but it won't make the sale.
Because that pops behind the browser window, people generally don't see it for 10, 15, 20 minutes. If you look at the way that people surf, people 1 minute they're interested in scuba diving, and the next minute they're interested in a new car, and the next minute they're interested in something else. You really lose that relevance.
Some would say the growth of pop-ups amounts to interactivity gone haywire. Some might say it's even turned the web into something closer to, heaven forfend, television, where strangers keep interrupting you to sell you something. But Jonathan Zaret of theguycode.com thinks they're not quite that bad.
I think of them more as the little inserts in the magazines that fall out all over your living room when you try to read your weekly magazines.
Whether pop-ups and other advertising technologies are the death or the salvation of the internet, expect to see more innovative, aggravating strategies in the future as advertisers ask us to please pay attention. Larry Abramson, NPR News.